40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York.
Shut it down!
I can't get it!
Shut it down!
Protests like that one in Memphis are taking place across the country following the release of a video showing five Memphis police officers beating motorist Tyree Nichols, who later died of his injuries. The Memphis Police Department says it will shut down its so-called Scorpion unit, which included the five officers. Correspondent Jeff Begays in Memphis says the police force now has to regain the community's trust.
You can hear the exhaustion and pain in Donovan Hickson's voice.
The police brutality, the insensitivity, community relations with us is just too hard to watch right now. And it's over and over again.
The police department is going to have to demonstrate to the community that what happened on that tape is an isolated incident and that it's not part of the culture within the police department.
Multiple people have been shot in Baltimore. Correspondent Tom Foti.
After several mass shootings on the West Coast this past week, Baltimore police are now asking for public help in solving one in the East, one that also involved a car crash and left one person dead and four people hurt, three adults, two children.
Really, at this point, I'm talking to folks that look like me, to black men in Baltimore. I see a lot of folks trying to be acting like they're tough, but they're really weak, because only weak people shoot somebody when you know children are right there.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott. Tom Foti, CBS News.
There's been another mass shooting in California this weekend. Correspondent Adriana Diaz.
Three people were killed, four others were wounded at a multi-million dollar home being rented in a quiet neighborhood near Beverly Hills. No word on a motive or suspects. It is the sixth mass shooting in California this month.
Former President Trump hit the campaign trail this weekend, visiting New Hampshire and South Carolina as he tries to kickstart his third bid for the presidency. Correspondent Christina Ruffini has more.
The former president hit two of the most important primary states in his first big swing since announcing his run for 2024. And he also addressed some of the criticism of his campaign so far, that it's been relatively quiet with none of his trademark high energy events. But Trump said he's more angry now and more committed than he ever was.
CBS News has learned that Tom Verlaine, a guitarist and co-founder of the seminal proto-punk band Television, has died at the age of 73 following a brief illness. Verlaine influenced many bands while playing at ultra-cool downtown New York music venue CBGB alongside the Ramones, Patti Smith, and Talking Heads. Verlaine released eight solo albums. The exact cause of death was not provided. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance. MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-208-1312 for a free consultation. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now, 800-208-1312. Call now.
Do your dog's paws smell like Fritos?
Sounds like a weird question, but if you're a dog owner, you know what we're talking about.
Smell their paws.
And TikTok does too.
It's called Frito feet.
There's a reason for it.
It's microorganisms, specifically yeast and bacteria that they pick up from walks that give that walking taco allure.
But the TikTok docs assure us
they're completely normal.
And there's a home remedy that involves tea and apple cider vinegar.
Then soak your dog's foot in the green tea apple cider vinegar mixture for 5 minutes twice a day for 14 days.
And the Frito smell will go away. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Amazon will soon begin charging fees for its fresh home delivery grocery orders that are less than $150. It'll be a tiered system depending on the price of the order. Amazon says that's to help keep prices low on its services. The new fees will go into effect February 28th. Home delivery is only available to Amazon Prime members. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Surely
but you can sure enjoy the ride. But ain't it funny how the money goes in and out my pocket, round and round my lots of dough. Never gonna stop, it's funny how the money goes in and out my pocket, round and round my lots of dough. Thank you.
Radio, we are local music. The People Brothers Band there from Love Electric 2018. Starting Saturday night off with two from the People Brothers Band. Money Goes and Love Electric. There's a really cool show happening at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday, February 4th. It's the Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Kids show and a late show is at the High Noon Saloon. I only bring that up because it features Mama T of the People Brothers Band. That's quote-unquote Mama T of the People Brothers Band rocker.
That is awesome. Is Natty Nation playing at that show, Jimmy?
I believe they might be. I have to confirm
that.
They usually do, yes. That's a fun event, too. And it's for the kids. There's an early show, Take the Kids. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry is off tonight. Put an asterisk next to that. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Max Inc. Radio, original local music from around the state of Wisconsin here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, it was a challenging drive to the studio from Madison's north side to Madison's west side today.
It was. And to add to insult to injury, the Badger game was getting out just as I was in a big traffic jam in the snow. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
I got here a little earlier. That was cool. But yeah, the take care on the roads tonight. There's, what, 3 or 4 inches on the ground right now, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's a bit slippery.
We should call Rippy. That's what we need to do. Rippy, yeah. From Rippyology. We need a weather update, man.
Well, I was lucky. I had to drive to Menominee Falls yesterday. Because, hey, my band Iron Plow was recording out at Cherry Pit Studios out there. And I was lucky. I was watching the weather forecast and, you know, I was just talking about maybe snow on Friday. But I got lucky, missed it all. I'm glad I don't have to go out there today. But my band guys are out there right now recording and hope they drive safe home.
Definitely drive safe. So Iron Plow in the studio. Huh?
We're in the studio. We're going to cut three songs. They should be out soon, and we'll definitely premiere them here on Max Inc. Heavy.
I see a conflict of interest with the interviewer and the interviewee being the same person once again.
Yes, I can like sue myself.
All right. Well, that will be an interesting show for sure. But tonight, Rocker, we have another great show for the people. We're packed with guests tonight, too.
Jimmy, we have from Milwaukee, Alternative Radio. They've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but they have some new people in the band and some things going on. We'll hear from them. Shawn Michael Dargan, he's coming in the studio. And Jimmy, I think he's going to bring his guitar and even play a song for us.
Yes.
Talk about his new release. Terry Boire, she's going to talk with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based artist. And if you love rock and roll songs, you'll love this Q&A from Terry Boire. And live in the Devil's Lair tonight, the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale. I mean, these guys are normally playing theaters and huge festivals. I mean, going to be crazy. They're right here in the Devil's Lair. And then, of course, Maxine Kevy with Rocker.
We're going to add Faster, Faster, Faster into the mix as well. Ooh, at 8:30 tonight, brother.
That's right. Faster, Faster, Janesville.
Yeah. So looking forward to talking with that. Their new music is absolutely wonderful. Iftikhar, they were in the studio, what, last week, week before last, with their new CD. And they also have a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday. That's tonight. They're playing tonight at the High Noon Saloon Rocker.
Oh, man, that's going to be a fun jam night.
Let's put the radio station on all play and let's go to Iftikhar, dude.
We're out of here.
It's Max Inc. Radio. Join us, 844-967-2789. We are local music.
Just trying to make some time for me. Make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you, or you, or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. You can help me. And open, open, you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up. Let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, you're driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some soft glow electric sex. I said, come get some soft glow. I said, come get some soft glow electric sex. I said, come get some soft glow.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Music, Rocket Burrell from Midst August, Terrified is the name of that song. They're playing tonight at the Crystal Corner Bar. A lot of good music happening tonight in Madison. That's pretty cool. Everybody, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. in Madison. There's three locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Please support our sponsors and shop them online. Ignite Glass and Gifts for all your smokeware, smoking utensils, whatever you need. Plus, Eric and Amy are really cool people. You got great dogs, too. Alternative radio coming up after the break. Right now, Color Phase, High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
CBS News Special Report.
Unless you change the laws, you're just going to keep going from one incident to the next.
Reverend Al Sharpton, a day after release of the video showing Memphis police officers kicking and beating Tyre Nichols, who died 3 days later. There are, of course, no laws changed yet. There's been a big change in Memphis. The shutdown of the crime unit the former cops were part of. State Representative G.A. Hardaway wants more.
I want the Department of Justice to come in and do patterns of practices review.
of the Memphis Police Department.
There have been demonstrations around the country and in Memphis. Correspondent Elise Preston.
There are still a few protesters here, but the weather has largely stopped people from coming out, despite the outpouring of grief following the release of the video.
And so far, there have been no reports of violence or anything of the sort, with demonstrators honoring Tyre Nichols' family's request to keep it that way. CBS News Special Report, I'm Peter King.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Cardinal put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Maxine Radio, we are local music. That is alternative radio. That is a brand new track. I literally just downloaded that today from Bandcamp. Get Back Woman. Pretty cool. Cosme Love before that. That's easy for me to say, Rocker. Oh, boy. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry will check in with an interview later on in the show. But, Rocker, you're here to introduce our first guest of the night.
Jimmy, alternative radio are the black sheep of Milwaukee's music scene. And like some of the legendary bands before them, they met in art school. The punky, sometimes all-poppy trio slams beer-soaked rock and roll and nothing but... With a new album, new bassist, new direction, drummer and vocalist Stark is on the phone with us right now. Stark, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Good, man. Hey, for our listeners who aren't familiar, who is Alternative Radio?
We're a three-piece from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We play very eclectic music. Sort of 70s. We're kind of going the glam route right now. And yeah, we're just a rock and roll band.
How long you guys been together?
Since 2020.
2020 band. Oh, well, you guys have been quiet for a little while, and now we know why. A new direction, new bassist, and new songs. First, tell us about the new direction. You guys haven't gone soft on us, have you?
Maybe a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new direction.
I think we're going to bring in a lot of glam elements and kind of like some boogie-woogie rock and roll elements to it. We're bringing a lot of backing vocals and just an overall poppy feeling, but we're still going to keep the raw primitive sound that we started with, but just add those new elements to it.
When you say glam, are we talking like Winger, Bon Jovi type of hairspray?
Probably more like T-Rex or the New York Dolls.
Oh, yeah, right, man. Some Tommy Bolin.
Yeah.
Well, your music definitely has a, I think you touched on it just a second ago, but your music definitely has a classic rock feel to it, and that's kind of what drew me toward your music. I like that.
Yeah, and that song that you had just played, Get Back Woman, is probably the best example is where the band is headed as far as the glam element and the pop elements.
What's that song about? Tell us about that song.
That song is basically a song about a guy whose woman has left him, and he's basically saying, if you ever change your mind, and if you do it in time, that I'll take it back, and kind of not ask any questions. And just kind of saying that she's a good woman and she's not going to be cruel and play any games.
Now, Stark, you are the vocalist and the drummer. Tell us about playing a different part in the songwriting process than drummers usually do.
Not to mention being a vocalist and have to carry equipment to the stage.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like that as a drummer and a vocalist, I kind of get a different outlook on songwriting. It's nice because when I play drums, I kind of, in a sense, I mean, we still have the lead guitarist who very much leads the song, but I also kind of like co-lead the song. A lot of times my fills are kind of cues, or if we want to, we're kind of loose with how we play it live. And I might kind of do something to, like a little hint to kind of, let's ride this part out. Maybe, hey, you can take a solo that might have not been planned. So I get to kind of lead the band from the drums in a sense. Because it's like the loudest instrument and you kind of are the one who's leading it all.
It blows me away. I mean, it's very rare. I mean, it doesn't happen very often where the drummer is the vocalist of the band. In my mind, being a drummer is hard enough. Add vocals in there, and you just said, you know, the loudest instrument on stage, your monitors just have to be blaring or something.
Surprisingly, most of the sound guys have done a good job so far. I've heard a lot of horror stories on just feedback and stuff. But so far, people have managed to do pretty well with that. But yeah, I had a failed band before this. You could even call it a band where I was doing guitar and singing. And at first, even though I'm a terrible guitarist, that was easier than drumming and singing. But
I bet.
After a while, I kind of figured it out. And now it's almost easier to sing and drum.
I think it's easy, yeah.
I'm not overthinking my singing.
That is a hard thing. I'm here to tell you, I agree. It's like trying to rub your stomach one way and your top of your head the other way. Crazy stuff. Hey, tell us about your new bassist for Alternative Radio. His name is Otto.
Yeah, he's here. I can put him on.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Otto?
Hey, Otto, what's happening, man? Tell us about your new gig here and why you joined this band, Alternative Radio. What gave you the motivation to do that?
Well, you know, it's a dream come true, if I got to say so myself. You know, I signed my new yacht yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go on Aruba with all this money I'm making from the rock band.
Hey, can we interest you in doing a live broadcast from your yacht?
Maybe, you know, you never know. But no, it's awesome.
What bands have you been in before, or is this your first band?
Well, I've been in a few bands from Ohio is where I'm from, but when I moved over into Wisconsin, I tried out a few other people, and so far this one stuck the best.
Oh, what brought you from Ohio to Milwaukee?
Oh, that's fun. My girlfriend did. She's in with the college for biomedical engineering, the good stuff. You know, smart egghead.
Nice.
And I thought I'd stick around for the money. It'd be great.
And you guys have some upcoming shows. One is in Madison. When and where are you playing live in near future?
I don't know. Where are we?
Our next show is next week. We're actually playing at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I believe it's called.
That's here. February 4th?
Is it like Union 18th? South or something like that?
18th, I think.
Yeah, February 18th. We don't have anything there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their radio station.
Oh.
One of their radio.
Oh, hosts, yeah. It's a WSUM show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hmm.
Nice.
They're the student radio station here in town.
And any other shows around the state?
Yeah, and then we have, I believe it's the week after that, we're playing Bremen Cafe Classic.
Oh, yeah, right there in Milwaukee.
Yeah. And that was, we were pretty much like a house band there last year. So that's kind of our big return to Milwaukee. We've played, after coming back as a band, we played Chicago at Liars Club. But that'll be our first hometown show back.
And then quickly before we go, tell us about your new album that's going to be coming out in spring. And what can people expect and where can they download it?
Yeah, I'm going to also bring a Johnny Guitar on because he's here too. I'm going to let him talk a little bit first, but then I'll talk some more just about the album.
Well, hey, Johnny Guitar, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Good. How's Milwaukee? You guys getting a lot of snow there?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're doing a lot of shoveling. We're getting ready.
Now you and Peyton, you guys met in art school then?
Well, you could say that.
our first bassist, Xavier Morla, me and him met, and then Aaron used to drive up down to, I was in Chicago in Elgin.
Yeah, I would say that was kind of where it formed. That's where we actually recorded one of our first songs. It's the University of Judson, and we actually recorded some of our first songs there. They were rough, but I think some of them are still on Spotify.
Yeah.
Nice. And Johnny Guitar, what kind of guitar do you play?
A Les Paul, of course. I play Les Paul. Wisconsin, made by a Wisconsinite.
Of course.
Right here in Waukesha.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, we love the sound of the band. The songs are awesome. Congratulations on the success so far, and hopefully there's much more to come for you all, because and I can't wait to see you on stage, honestly. Keep us posted with some Madison shows, man.
Yeah,
of course. We'll do. Sounds good. We're going to be playing a lot in Madison and Chicago, too.
Excellent. We'll let the people know when and where you're playing, and thanks so much. Let's get into some more. One more alternative radio show song. This is Black Sheep. I'm going to learn how to talk. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Radio, we are local music. Thanks to Alternative Radio for joining us tonight. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their music. They're on Bandcamp, too. Get their stuff there. Hey, there's a really cool show coming up with Alex White from the Pine Travelers. It's at Crystal Corner Bars. Alex White and friends. Cold Mingle is going to be there, too. It's at the Crystal Corner Bar, Saturday, February 4th. In the meantime, here are the Pine Travelers on Max Inc. Radio.
Life ain't too pretty. You ain't thinking too damn clear. Around
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.